Last Friday marked the state's and the county's 199th birthday, when what's now Florida was ceded by Spain and became a U.S. territory. Escambia and St. John's were Florida's two original counties, covering the entire area within modern state boundaries.
We were part of the Spanish Empire for 300 years, and we were part of the British Empire for a small period within that, about 20 years.
University of West Florida President Emeritus Judy Bentz chairs the 200th Anniversary Committee. Because of COVID-19, some parts of the plan had to be changed, but the strategy remains intact.
We are integrating it with the local groups. There are lots of local groups, from the Downtown Improvement Board to the Chamber of Commerce to the Colonial Dames to St. Michael Cemeteries to all kinds of different groups, and they all have an event.
For example, the Downtown Improvement Board wants to compare the market that was on Palafox Street in 1821 with the market that's set up there today.
Another thing is that the Colonial Dames are meeting here, having their state meeting in May. The Genealogical Society has done research to come up with a list of people's names who were in Pensacola in 1821, about 200 names, and many of them are buried in St. Michael Cemetery.
Also in the works is a trail linking Pensacola's 14 cemeteries.
Four are interpreted and ready to go, and they're going to put markers and signs and benches. Cemeteries are by their very nature historical, so we're going to incorporate that.
We are working with that committee, and we have a seat at the table on that committee, along with the committee, but primarily on our own. We have been looking at working on an exhibit to talk about Florida becoming part of the United States.
Rob Overton is executive director of the UWF Historical Trust. He says the pandemic has also forced some changes in their original plans, which involved then-future President Andrew Jackson.
We had planned, prior to COVID, doing some reenactments of various battles leading up to Jackson coming in and taking Florida for the United States, but those were canceled. I think in January we're going to look at doing something maybe out around Cantonment.
On July 17th of next year, 200 years to the day Florida joined the U.S., Committee Chair Judy Bentz says a flag raising is scheduled behind the T.T. Wentworth Museum.
Depending on the pandemic situation, we will or will not have public friendly events. We plan on having a big reenactment and a fair kind of an atmosphere, but we'll have to wait and see how the virus is being handled at that point.
As part of the overall celebration, she says state government is providing some financial assistance to support some of the local activities, and she invites everyone, individuals and local organizations, to be a part of Big 200.
They will be contacted through their leadership in their organization for input to come up with ideas of incorporating their program and their main event of the year. They're going to have a Zoom meeting. I don't think the date is quite set yet. I think it's the first part of next month.
Also under development is a website for the celebration, which Ben says will be available soon.
I think Visit Pensacola is going to host it, but there'll be a link on the city's page, on the county's page, on UWF page, with little quick lines when something's coming up, we'll post it, and then send out notices that something's up.
About a quarter of a century after becoming a U.S. possession, the circle was completed on March 3, 1845, when Florida joined the Union as the 27th United States.
Florida is a strange place. I've lived here all my life, and many, many people in Pensacola have too. And we know it's not like any other state. It has a very long colonial history. It is just a wonderfully complex and unique state. And it all began as part of the United States in 1821.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.